jetzt really split it up into zwei. Das ist Chilek. Der Adam. Ayid is building himself up, he's tired. He's developing himself in the Torah. And the Torah, the mitzvahs, the void, the things that he's living there from. And that we've been speaking about by Richus, that the pshat is that it has to be b'derech netiyah. You have to be mashrish, you have to plant Torah, avoid the mitzvahs in our mitzvahs. We should be a product of the Torah. We should be mitzameach mitaych the Torah. Maisa, there's also a second chelik, there's also peiris that we have to be mitzi. There's input and there's output. There's more to be marach in the chelik of us building ourselves in the Torah. But the Maisa, Mizgert, the Vadim, we're coming towards the end of this month, so we want to tackle tonight, we want to move over to tackle the second chelik of us being mighty Paris. So that's what we're going to start tonight. One nekuda, I don't want to be tackle mashlim to the first chelik of how we are being built by the Torah. I want to talk about the sugya of Shimush Tamid Chachamim. B'toich the sugya of us building ourselves a Torah. It's likuva. And it's not enough for someone to be mekayim Torah mitzvahs, avoid the Torah mitzvahs. You have to have a Rebbe. You have to have a Rebbe and you have to mishamish talmid racham. The Torah is written. They already Torah Shabbat Peh is written. It's all there. But here, it's not enough. It's not enough for a person to figure out himself. He needs to have a Talmud Chochem Chai. He's Mishamish. If he wants to build himself like the Torah, he has to have Shimush Talmid Chacham. Nevada, how will we Mishamish Talmid Chacham? What is the idea? Is Nevada very Meshach Shaychi Tar Sugya? Mekor HaDvorim Bechlal, the importance of Shimush Talmid Chacham is Gemara and Brachas Tav Zayin. Say over the Gemara, I don't have a Gemara here. Try to say over the Gemara. Gemara and Brachas Tav Zayin and Beis says, I'm Rabbi Shu ben Levi. G'doyla shimusha yaisa mi limuda. That shimush tamid echamin has a mila more than liman hater, more than liman hater. Shenema says by Elisha, I'm asking in Malachim, it says Elisha was yotzak mayim. Al Yedei Eliyahu, Lashon the Pasuk is, he was Elisha, and Yehoshaphat, Asher Yotzak Mayim Al Yedei Eliyahu. The Gemara's Medayik, it doesn't say Lomad Me Eliyahu, it says Yotzak. Yotzak either means poured, or it might mean he drew water. Rashi over there, it's Mashmash, so Lashon drawing, Nasa Kamayan, says. But pardon, the Gemara's Medayik, it doesn't say Lomad, it says Yotzak, it says the Musik of Shimush. Gveg over there, Seichen Tzu, Gveg and Gilin Hashas, Seichen Tzu, Elvis the Toysis, and Ksubis Dav Yud Zayin, Tashtein Toysis, and Ksubis Yud Zayin. And this idea of Gdoyla Shimusha Yosem Yidimuda is an Afkmin Lamaisa. It's not only a man Bechazal, Beshvach, it's an Afkmin Lamaisa. The Gemara and Ksubis Dav Yud Zayin says, Mevatlin Talmud Torah Loitzos Amis. Halacha l'maisa, you mavatl tamat Torah, if you're in the middle of learning, and there's a tzos, a meisim vatl tamat Torah, frek toises. Toises brings from a derech eretz zuta, chazal. It says, Rekiva Kinyar had a kuf in life, he was oisek in shimush talmid echomim. It says, b'tchila shimushi, elfnei, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yeshua. One time I was on the way to go to meet them, to Yashir, to learn with them, and he found a meis, it's mitzvah. He went Arba Mil, I think the lesson is, he went to Mechama Mil, and when they came, they said, Shafacht Adam Noki. They said, Chayavta Ben Avshecha, you Shafacht Adam Noki. He lit Tainas on it. Frektoises, so it says, Mavatlan Talmud Torah Loitzos Ames. What's the Taina? Ha'ish the Toises, Ha'ayin Shom, Ha'ish the Teres. Tzvei the Teres, that's the Teres of Bivega once. So Toises, the Teres is, kan be Talmud Torah, kan be Shimush Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah mevatlin Talmud Torah lo yitzo as ha-meis. Talmud Torah mevatlin Talmud Torah lo yitzo as ha-meis. Aber Shimush Talmud Chom, gdoilo Shimush Yoyiz Min Amuda. There's something bigger in Talmud Torah than Shimush Talmud Chom, that's much bigger than Limud Torah, that you can't be mevatl for yitzo as ha-meis. You have to touch up. What is Shimush Talmud Chom? What makes it G'doyla Milimuda? What makes it G'doyla Milimuda? The Tvisa Shidchis of Shimush Talmud Chomim is the pshat is you have a Rebbe. You can have a Rebbe in many areas. You can have a Rebbe in Shmaitza, a Rebbe in Halacha, a Rebbe in Anhoga, a Rebbe in Musar. The Tvisa Shidchis is, what's a Rebbe? A Rebbe is a source of many, many heroes. Directions, yediyas, psokim, maisim maybe. And that's about the truth. But the Tvisa Shidchis says that's Shimush Talmid Chacham. The more you hang around the Talmud Chacham, the more yediyas you hear from him, the more you hang around your Rav, the more psokim you have from your Rav in every single situation that could be possible. If you hang around an expert mechanech, he's a Rebbe, maybe you're an Hanhoga, and the more questions you ask about, the more situations you have in Chinuch, in Shalom Bayis. That is Shimush Talmid Chacham. That's the Shimush Talmid Chacham. See that, the biggest Talmud of Chaim Kanievsky today is the one who has the most Uvdus and Anhogas that he could say over. Uvdus and Anhogas that he could say over from Shem Chaim Kanievsky. That's. The Zavada, that's a chelik of what a person has a Rebbe for. Moving, there's no shaykhis to Shimush Talmid Chacham. I don't say only that it's no shaykhis to Shimush, that's not Shimush Talmid Chacham. What's Shimush Talmid Chacham? That's Limud. That's not Shimush Talmid Chacham. That's not as Shimush Talmid Mishanem Memi Yoizm. What's Shimush Talmid Chacham? Shimush Talmid Chacham is a Sheyotzak Mayim. It's another Gemara of Vayter and Brachis, Menzayin and Mebeis. Tan Rabbonon. Ezeu Amoritz, it's Kamashitis, Tam Kamashitis, Tanoim, what's an Amoritz? Achirim Oimrim, Kara, Vishona, Veloshimish Talmid Chachomim, Areze, Areze Amoritz, maybe the Kacharifus. He has a Bechina of Amoritz, someone who's Kara, Vishona, he learned. A Veloshimish Talmid Chachomim. So just Santa Rashi there, we'll leave that on the side, but upon him. Kara, Vishona, Veloshimish Talmid Chachomim. This musa we find many places in Chazal. This idea that a person could learn, but he's missing Talmid Chachamim. L'mashal. It's Gemara Moed Katan, we've quoted this many times in the Vadim. I'm not going to get into the Pratis de Gabir of the Sugi there, but I want Nyanenu. The Gemara Moed Katan, Tezainu and Beis, there's a big Vikuach, Rabbeinu HaKadosh and Rabchia. Rabchia took a pasuk in Mishle, it says, Chochmas Bechutz Torayna. And he said he's going to go, he taught Torah in the Shuk. He went out, Kilo, today would he go out to Machne Yehuda, and he said Shir in Machne Yehuda. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh and Mary Dikat paid off him. He put him in Cheru. And it says over there, the Lashon is, I'm coming from a Pasuk. So he says, Im Kora Loi Shanisa, Im Shanisa Loi Shilashta, Im Shilashta Loi Pirushu Lucha. It's a Lashon in Gemara. Zok to Masha there, for now, Zok to Masha. He's referring to this idea. It means, Rabbeinu HaKadosh's taina was, you didn't do Shimush Talmid Chachamim. Had you done Shimush Talmid Chachamim, you would have known the emes of Pshat and Pasuk. He learned Pshat and Pasuk. Einmal, Tzveimal, drive. So she lashed on. Oh, but there was a chesaron in Shimush Talmid Chachamim. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh was right. He put him in Chirim. He was the Vardas. He was the God Lador. What does it mean, Shimush Talmid Chachamim? Shtel to one more Maimer Chazal. Viko Rabba, Medrash, Viko Rabba, it says, Parsha Gimel, it says over there, someone who's Kara Vishana, but lo yishimish Talmid Chachamim, areize ke'ilu kemi shenelmu mimenu sisrei Torah. What does it mean, sisrei Torah? It means, Shimish Talmid Chachamim is for Kabbalah, that's what it means. At least one wants to learn Kabbalah, that's what it means. Sisrei Torah is an idea, even in Shmaitza, and HaRegel HaLocha, and all in the years of Torah. Sisrei Torah is everything that's munach, and tachas the shedach. That's what Sisrei Torah is. Sisrei Torah is, you want to go beyond face value. You want to go beyond what we call pnei hadvarim near kach v'kach. You want to go under the table, and you want to get what's the ruach hadvarim. Shimush tamid rechamim like this. Your Rebbe said a pshat. He said a pshat in Rashba. Someone said a pshat in Chazal. Someone said a pshat in Chazal. Shem Shem Pinkas talks. He writes in the Svarim. Talks about he used to come to hear B'chaim Shmulevitz. He said he used to say Chazal and sound like he took a pninim. He took a like a malach elikim. Megal a service in Mamori Chazal. You're a meirid because you're unbelievable, unbelievable. Pshatim in Maimor Chazal. A musar. Shimish Lachom is not to hear what he says. That's Limatar. Shimish Tamil Lachom is to see where he took what he said from. Where he took what he said from. That's what Shimish Tamil Lachom is from. Shimish Tamil Lachom is what we're learning, is to see where the Shurashim of what he took and he said. It's not to hear what he said, it's to see where he said. What's the gang? What's the mahalach? In learning, we'll talk about as soon as he knows this before Shagamara. It's in learning, and it's a vad in Musar, it's an hanhoga, it's everywhere. If you see a maisa, you hang around another mgodl, you see a maisa. Don't just mimic the maisa, don't say over the maisa. Where did he get it? Aye, how do you do that? You need shimush, shenachanami, you need to know how to see that. Talk about it a little bit. But that is where shimush tamid acham starts. Missed the boat. Shimush tamid acham starts, it starts. It starts when you start to see where did they come from, the ruach hadvar. When you makabel the ruach hadvarim, so then all of a sudden you have something for life. Limud is something that's short term. You have, you heard. Heard what he said. It's beautiful. How long is that going to last for? How long is that going to last for? You heard Hayra, you heard 15 psakim in Chveismish, the Hilchah Shabbos. You heard 15 psakim, great, you have 15 psakim in Hilchah Shabbos. Do you know how to pass in the next Shaila? Do you know how to pass in the next Shaila? Here, your Rebbe's value system, it's the same as Nagei and Gemara, it's Nagei and Muzik, everything. Here is, what's he Marachik, what's he Makarev? His thought process. Not the lemaisa, that's lima. That's nothing to do with shimush al gomim. That's not nothing to do with shimush al gomim. That is not shimush al gomim. Shimush al gomim is to see the with his garin. And in a mela, you could have also a garin. Learning this shul song. Come on, Shabbos, that's not a given one hour. Marsh cake like this. Amr of Shimon, Amr of Shimon, Lachish, Shnei Talmidei Chachomim, Hamadgilim Zeh Lezeh Ba'alocha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyavam, Shenemar V'Diglu Alei Ahava. Who is these Madgilim? So, Ba'istai says, Rashi Shreit, Hamadgilim is a Lashon Ma'asvim, they gather with each other. Ma'asvim Zeh Zeh V'Oymim, Boi Nilmad Unovin Ben Shneinu, Hoyl Ve'Ein Lanu Rav Lilamdein. So, Mavur Mitechem Shil Kamara, we're talking about two Talmidei Chachomim, they are not on the Madrega by themselves to be Egan or Rabbein. They're not holding on the Madrega that Be'etzem, they're holding totally to learn by themselves. However, there's no Rebbe in the city. And if they're going to wait to go to a Rebbe, they're going to be Vatal for Limud. So what they're doing is, they're going to be Machkim each other. But again, we're talking about somebody Be'etzem who's not holding that he's an Egan of Talmud Chacham yet. That's what I'm talking about. Shteira Zoy. Shteira HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyavon B'tu T'naim. There's two T'naim HaKadosh Baruch Hu's happy with what he's doing. Amar Rava, two T'naim. That's if they already learned Surasa Deshmaitza Aleph. The last one is, second one is, Vahu the Lesley Rabba Mamasa Lemigmamini. So we just mentioned, there's no Rebbe there taka to teach them. Oh, but what's this first one? The big klal. Who the Yodi Mitzurasa Deshmaitza? What are you supposed to be getting out of a Rebbe? What is a person supposed to be getting out of a Rebbe? You go, you hear a Shir and Sukkah. Person goes to hear Rabasher, Sukkah's man hears him every single day for an hour. How much information does he hear? How many pshatim? What's he supposed to be getting out of his man? What are you supposed to be getting out of his man? What? He's supposed to be getting every single thing that he said? Pshat's might say after yeah, but I'm talking about what are you supposed to be getting long term? What are you supposed to be getting? Shtei do. The olive base that a person's supposed to be getting from a Rebbe is Tzuris HaShemaitz. What's Tzuris HaShemaitz? It's Okrashi. Tzuris HaShemaitz is Okrashi, meaning Rashi. Shoyrish Hadover Ksas Lamdu Mirabe. Tzuris of the Shmaitza is the minimum, and that's the basic, what you're supposed to be getting from a Rebbe. No, you're not supposed to remember, if you're a genius, you might remember, Lav Davka, a person's supposed to remember every last pshat that his Rebbe said. He's supposed to hear the Shroshim Advarim, you're learning Sukkah. What's a Doifin? Bechlal. Get out the Proton, there's 50 different Rashis, the 50 different Rans about a Doifin. But Bechlal, what's the idea of a Doifin? What's a Schach? What's a Mokum Sukkah? What? Which Rishon Sukkah did your Rebbe look at first? What are the Musogim? What are the Shroshim? What are the Musogim? These are not Mufshitika things. They're things that you need to go through the Ganzes Man to see, to hear. You pick up the Shroshim. Mesechtes Yevamim. You pick up what Zika is, what an Erev is. You pick up the Musogim. You pick up... Everyone has their Rebbe, Agav. There are different Rebbeim. You have to find your Rebbe. That's the first Klal. Everyone has their Rebbe. You have to find your Rebbe. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to get from your Rebbe is not all the Pratim, every last Nekuda that he's saying. It's not what he wants him to say. It's not what he wants to get. He wants you to get the Shroshim. It's like that in learning, that's what we're showing, it's like that in learning, and it's like that in Anhoga. When a person goes and asks someone a Shaila, so he gets so caught up, he has a Shaila, a big Shaila, a Shaila in Shalom Bayez, a Shaila in Chilich Yilodin, a Shaila with Shul to go to, any Shaila. So we're so low to get the answer, to get the bottom line, the application. Yeah, we need the application. Sometimes, between me and you, sometimes in emergency, we only need the application. We're not trying to necessarily do Shemesh Tam Lacham. I'm fine, I'm fine with that. But Lemais, at some point in life, we have to have Shem Yishtam Lachamim. We have to try to figure out how he's thinking differently than what he's thinking. And we're not going to be able to ask him forever. That's not that, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to ask him forever. So maybe it would be a mahalach for a person to think, first of all, maybe if he could have a Rebbe that he could talk to and be Matzia, what his thought process was, what was Stodim? Before the Rebbe is Machriya, what was Stodim? Much more than what his Machriya is, what's the Stodim? What were his studim? What were your factors? What did he give chashivas? You had 16 factors and he was machshav, a totally different thing. You can hear what he said, what he said. You learn up. Where is he coming from? That's Shemesh Tam Lachamim. This is a ma'akev in our sugya of being making netiyas. You need to do turn mitzvahs and oifen of netiyah, which we've been talking about until now. You also need to learn from a Rebbe how. Everyone has their Rebbe, they have to find it. That's another sugya. We're talking about that tonight. To find your Rebbe, that's a nachazach. But what are you getting from your Rebbe? No, you're not getting away from that. The person who put out, after Rabbi Yoshua was nifted, the person who put out a sefer with 25,000 meisim, that he's not the biggest talmud of Rabbi Yoshua. Who is the biggest talmud? We don't even know. The biggest talmud of Rabbi Yoshua is someone who was Meichel Bekir Boy, who got Rabbi Yoshua's mahalach. Maybe when one nakuda, he got Rabbi Yoshua's mahalach, and also he applied it to himself. He saw what Rabbi Yoshua would do if he was him. That's even more of a bigger nakud of Shoyrish. Lav Davka, you know. This is the oimik of Gedolul Shimusha Yoisem Elimuda. Shimusha is Gedolul Elimuda in our Suga, because in the world of Shoyrish, Elimud is a proteistic thing. That you can mavatl. You can mavatl Talmud Torah for Hitzos Ames. Aber Shimush is the Tzura of Kala Torah Kula. Shimush is much larger than life. Shimush is not this prat. Shemesh is the way to figure out, the way to do mitzvahs, the way, even in Kiyam Halacha, when, how, where, you read a Shulchan Aruch, it's so simple, it's not. There's a lot of protein that are behind. Shemesh is what gives you, Shemesh is the key to everything. G'dayla Shemusha yoytzem limuda, ashe yotzak, mayim, that was the Yitzikas mayim. Start, the Maisa said, the second part, that's the second called, I guess, the second chelik of the Beisiv, this Zman, the Vad, the Zman. He said that there's when the Kayim Torah and mitzvahs, the Oisek and Avoida, and there's a large part of it that we're building ourselves, definitely in the younger years of a person, the years that he's developing, and the development never stops. But there's definitely times where we're producing, we're coming to produce. Person has to say a chabura. He's got to produce a shtickle terror. He's got to put out a shtickle terror. Person gets married. He's got to make a house. It's called a house. Four children, house, bias. That's a bias. He has a bias in Israel. That's something that he has to produce. With children, which are major productions. A wife is one of your products. You're a product, but you also have products. Be'ezus Hashem, everyone in life also is going to have, they get to a certain age, they're going to have the good things that they're going to be masmaser to. They're going to have projects. Either they might go into Habotzes Torah. People might, within the work world, they might produce things, hopefully, that has a Ruchni Yizdik value. People might build communities. We have to build things. In mitzvahs also, a person could see there's certain tkufa where he's learning up the sugilat. He's not even b'tchilas b'chlal, any sort of shlemus that he could reach in a mitzvah. And after maybe a certain amount of years, he feels like he wants to be maimon a mitzvah b'shlemus. Could be for 10 or 15 years, you're going through, you're trying to learn how to do shake lulav, how to shake lulav. Eventually, you wanna not just learn how to shake lulav. You wanna talk about maimon a mitzvah b'shlemus. Avada b'maimon muzgar, even in the chelik of a life that a person is producing, he's growing. It's not just pshat that when you're producing, when you finally become a rebbe or something, you become a rav or whatever you are. The pshat is you're only producing then, and you're not growing. Avada is a bechin of growing through that also. We'll talk about that b'hemshach. Aval ma'aseh, there's a certain dogish on that. Right now, I'm putting out a pre. I'm putting out a product. How is that supposed to look? This also is affected just as much by the sugi of Adam Eitz HaSod. Just like we've spoken about until now, when we're developing, when we're the product, we're trying to build ourselves to be a product of Torah and mitzvahs. So it has to be b'derech zriya, b'derech netiya. So too, when we are going to be maimed peiros, we want to produce peiros. We want to produce peiros in this world. The peiros, they have to be b'derech netiya. Let's start a little bit, open up the sugya. Beginning of Parashas Noach, Torah Shteit Azay. Eila told us Noach. Noach ish tzadik, Torah hoye b'deroysa v'esalikim misalach Noach. The pasuk starts, it's about to say, told us Noach. Mean you told us means offspring, children. It says, Noach ish tzadik, Torah hoye b'deroysa v'esalikim misalach Noach. Only in the next pasuk does it say, "Vayoyled Noach shloi shabonim eshem v'scham v'esiyofes." Rashi's bothered because of what's going on. It says Eilu told us Noach, and only the next pasuk it says, "Vayoyled Noach shloi shabonim." Daf shtein Eilu told us Noach, "Vayoyled Noach shloi shabonim eshem v'scham v'esiyofes." So Rashi b'shem Chazal. One shot, second shot, dover acher. Lilamedcha sheikir told the same shel tzadikim ma'isim toivim. We read this Rashi very shitchistic, we don't pay attention. It's majorly negated our soul. Shtvei zachim. Erste zach is that ish tzadik tomim hoye b'derois v'zakim v'salach noich. Those are called toldois also. Einmol. And tzveimol, tzveitens. That's more ikr. That's more ikr than a person's toldois are his maisim toivim. Talk to Maral. Where are you? It's Rashi. Masha Maisim Toivim Nikrim told us. Tichsiv, he brings a pasuk. State, Imru Latzadik Ki Toiv, Ki Pri Balaleim Yoichelu. The Maisim Toivim of a Tzadik are called Pri Malaleim, and that Hol Yoichelu. They're called Peros. Sha Maisim Heim Pri Shemoy Lido Adam. Very good. Chazal, it's not a guzma ba'alma. Chazal gave it seer how our ma'isim toivim, that our products are supposed to look. They're supposed to be like your children. They're supposed to be like a person's children. Everyone knows that a child can't just wake up tomorrow and say, okay, here's a child. A child has to be heroin, has to be a pregnancy, and then the child totally comes out from the parents. One of the second things we know is that a child is not just something, it's happened to be the parents are echatimsa to the child. The child has the DNA of the parents. The child has the DNA of the parents. The child is a direct, it's etzim me'atzomai. It's you. It came from you, the makeup of the child, it came from you. And it's semeach from you. Shtein chazal, it's not a guzma chazal, chazal ma'isim toivim, esalikim esalik noyach. Noach is tzaddik, but the roisav is a bechin of toldos, and it's a bigger toldos. And Hemshech HaMaral is bothered by why. If it's a toldos, Seder, he brings a raya from the posik. It's called a toila, pri, it's called a pri. Of a verzok tzmeriker, It's two pshatim. One pshat he says, because a child, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a shutif in a child also. Shloisha shutif in Ba'adam. in your ma'isim tovim, you don't. You're not as much responsible. You weren't as much moiled your child as you moiled the ma'isim tovim. But we have a new ma'pecha that had a look at a ma'isim tovim. Did you ever feel like when you shook Dalam Minim, you felt like it was your baby? Felt like it was something that you gave birth to? Did you ever look at that? When you lit candles, look at the Hanukkah. Did you ever feel like a Shtikl Torah, a Chabur you said was your baby? Maybe some guys do. I do think some guys have to feel that a little by Chabur. Somewhere. Is it your baby? Before, in order to be a baby, Mistama, there has to be like a whole Hebrew. Mistama means before I take Dalam Minim, I have to think a lot about what does Dalam Minim mean to me? What was licking them and has to sit on me and has to come out of me? It's a new way to look at what a mitzvah is supposed to be, what a ma'isim tovim is supposed to be. It's supposed to be simeach from my mitzvahs, me'ach from my mitzvahs. I'll tell you what, nafkamina, it's a new way to look at hidden mitzvah. I know one thing, when my kids come out of the door, my wife makes sure every kid, when they come out of the door, they look, can't come out with a dirty face. They gotta be very clean. They gotta be wearing clean clothing. Why does she care so much? Who cares? I think I don't care so much. Why does she care so much? Why does she care so much? It's our kids. It's her. It's our kids. What's going on so much? It's our kids. It's a new cook and hidden mitzvah. You know, do you ever have a chuka? Do you mahadi your dalam minim besides getting covered in shul? So I was telling you, do you ever have a chuka to attack a mahadi your esrig? When it's your esrig, when you put into it, when you are mashkia into it, when you let it bake in your mitzias and you mizdah with it. And after working on it, maybe it's not only enough for 1 year, maybe it's for a few years you're working on it. And it comes out of your mitzias, that's a pre that you're moiled. That's a pre that you're moiled. That's supposed to be b'shleimus, that's an amaisim toif, and that's what tzaddikim do. Tashteita. Be'emes, okay, we'll start. Let's just start. We'll open it up more than next week. The Shayrish Advarim Bechlal, this is the whole idea of what a mitzvah is. We get schar from mitzvahs. It's schar from mitzvahs. What's the idea of schar from mitzvahs? Why do we get schar from mitzvahs? The same pasuk the Maral brings. Himru litzadik ki toiv ki pri ma'aleim yachelu. The sugya soif perakamet the kedushin. From a test of mem and aleph. There is the big sugya of schar mitzvahs. That's what the Gemara brings. Baisa. Eilu dvorim she'en l'mashir. Eilu dvorim she'odam eichol periseyim. Bo'ilam hazeh. V'akeren kayem es lo'ilam abo. It brings this posik. Shteita. That the whole bechina of schar in mitzvahs be'etzem is the bechina of that you made, it was a rea seed, and this peris. And the peris are the schar. Ki pri malaleyem yirchelu. Nef shechayim. Sha'alif per good base, that's what you learned there up. It's a famous Nesha of Nevzachayim, from Amukim al Mo'i, from Yisoidim. And he says, we have a toys of what we think is Schar Mitzvahs. What is Schar Mitzvahs? He says, we think Schar Mitzvahs is Ilma Abban Ganeidin, everyone knows Schar Mitzvahs Bahaya Malekha. We think there's a currency, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has something called Ilma Abban Ganeidin, something there, it's definitely something we don't have a real voice again. Something out of this world, something we can't imagine. But we think it's this currency over here, and the pshat is we work hard for Kadosh Baruch Hu, we do a lot of mitzvahs, we learn a lot of Torah, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay up with that. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, the mission of it states, Schar mitzvah, mitzvah. V'schar aveiro, aveiro. V'nish aveiro, aveiro. Zok the Nefesh HaChaim, the mitzvah itself is the schar. The mitzvah that you did is a zuriya that grows out of that, the schar that you're going to eat from it. It's the mitzvah itself, and it's the aveira itself. He says famously, there's another makar to what we're saying. He says, he's tying shem to what he says in Ruach HaChaim, the first Mishnah novice, the psichat Mishnah novice. Kol Yisrael yesh lem chelek lo'ilam abo shenema v'yamei kulam tzadikim netzer matoy ma'aseh yodai lispar. Weiter, netzer matoy. Tzchar, when we talk about Olam Haba, we talk about netzer matoy. Matoy is a netiya. It's a base, it's a plant, a field of planting. It's a whole field of netiyas. Netzer matoy. Zok te nefesh l'chaim adig. It doesn't say, kol yisro yesh l'chelem, yesh l'chelem, bo olam haba. It says, Li Oilam Haba. Not Bo Oilam Haba, Li Oilam Haba. Zoktub Chaim Lajaner. If we say Bo Oilam Haba, it sounds like it's already there. Bo Oilam Haba is a place, it's there, there's a place called Oilam Haba, it's there. You're going to get a chelik. You are going to get a chelik over there. Don't worry. Everyone has a chelik. No. Lo Oilam Haba means it's being created right now. We're looking in the form, we're saying, Yeshlam chelik, Li Oilam Haba. Your chelik is in the making. You're making your chelik. It says everyone has a chelik in the Oilam Haba that he's making. But we are making, Shechaim is masper there a little bit. The etzem, every mitzvah, is a heftza of tainug and eden shein kamayu. The mitzvah itself, the chibur, the mitzvah, it's a chibur, dveikas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is be'etzem, an experience of tainug and eden shein kamayu. Shein kamayu. Nor in this world, we can't feel it. In Yenevelt, we're going to be able to feel it. Harei lefi this, the whole inyan from the mitzvah be'etzem is be'etzem a zriya. That's what a mitzvah is, it's a zriya, it's a garin. Kamuvan, this is what we want to try to be mevatev, opening up the inyan now, this is the appetizer, we're going to see, it's going to make big nafkaminas. A whole mitzvah, our mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim that we're trying to produce, and kol shekein, everyone's going to have their life project. Kol shekein, your life project, I hope it's going to be a real zriya. I hope it's going to be something, not just a chetimsa. You know, how many people? Stats, facts, they want to have as many, 100 mitzvahs, as many mitzvahs, makarv, as many people. No, you're not trying to be getting many points. That's not what mitzvahs, that's not what production is about. Production is not about mass production. Production is producing ma'isim that are toldos of you. Production, we are trying to produce ma'isim, producing things that are going to be toldos of you. If you're going to say a shir, you're going to have a class, you're going to make an institution, whatever it is, make sure that's going to be a toldo of you. Make sure it's going to come from you. This is, as Hashem, we're going to have to start working on Hemshech next week.